Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine, episode 202. I am Ken Levine, your podcast host. And as we rocket into the holidays, it is time now for my annual Thanksgiving turkey episode, in which I play some jaw-droppingly terrible songs, but hopefully you get a laugh or two. This is the third year I've done this, and again, I always send out a shout-out to Bobby Rich, because he did this originally when he was a disc jockey and program director back in the 70s on KFMB Radio in San Diego, so I just stole his idea. But I have my own songs. So we are going to start off this year with Louie Louie. Now, many of you are familiar with the Kingsmen version of Louie Louie, especially you folks in the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of an anthem up there. But I don't think you've ever heard this version. It's from 1966, I believe, and it's from a group called the Sandpipers. And this is kind of an interesting interpretation of Louie Louie. The Sandpipers here on Hollywood and Levine. Now we're going to play some Broadway music. It's actually from the Stephen Sondheim musical, Little Night Music. And it was made into a movie. And usually when that happens, they won't use any of the original Broadway cast. They get movie stars. So in this case, they got Elizabeth Taylor. And so Elizabeth Taylor has to sing the classic Send in the Clowns. Except she can't sing. Oh, man. Hold on to something when we listen to Send in the Clowns by Liz Taylor.
Isn't it rich? Are we up here? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clouds. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love fast, my fault I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Quick, send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Glynis Johns did it originally on Broadway. And, of course, the version that you're probably familiar with is the one by Judy Collins. Everybody has done Send in the Clowns. If you listen to last year's episode, I also had a version of Send in the Clowns done in a very hip swing way by Mel Torme. But this was Elizabeth Taylor. I think it was the beginning and end of her singing career. One of the great early psychedelic rock songs was Purple Haze, done by Jimi Hendrix. Well, here's another interpretation of that song, done by the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band. So get ready to take some LSD and enjoy this version of Purple Haze.
Mm-hmm. kiss the sky.
First heard that song by Jimi Hendrix, I thought they were singing "Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy." Well, that's Purple Haze by the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band here on Hollywood and Levine. It's the turkey edition, and now we kind of make things a little mellow. This is the Darth Vader theme, normally very ominous. Unfortunately, I don't know who the artist is on this, but kick back, relax, and enjoy a little of the Darth Vader theme. Scared with entrance music like that. That's the Darth Vader theme here on Hollywood and Levine. It's the turkey edition, and back in the 70s, maybe the most overplayed, pretentious song of the decade was Stairway to Heaven, Man, by Led Zeppelin. And this is sort of a parody of that, and it is by Little Roger and the Goosebumps. And this is the same theme, the same music, but it is Stairway to Gilligan. Enjoy. Here's another example of a Broadway musical that got a screen adaptation. And again, they went for movie stars. For some reason, they decided to get Pierce Brosnan to star in this one with Meryl Streep. This is from Mamma Mia, which is the musical based on the song collection by ABBA. And Pierce Brosnan, well, he was an okay James Bond, although Die Another Day is maybe the most ridiculous movie ever made, but he can't sing. Poor guy just can't. I don't even know why he took this part, but he did. And so here is Pierce Brosnan from Mamma Mia.
Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find. I try to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
So bring your wish I understood what happened to our love. It used to be so good.
Stick to Remington Steele. This is the Turkey edition of Hollywood and Levine. Rolling on now with yet another parody. And I just like this song because it's really sung very close to the original. This is by Bob Rivers. And you know the song When a Man Loves a Woman, famous Percy Sledge hit. Well, this is When a Man Loves a Chicken.
When a man loves a chicken, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. He'd stay in the barn for the good thing he's found. If he is him back, he can't see it. She can't do no wrong. Rhode Island Red is his best friend. He can't put her down.
When a Man Loves a Chicken by Bob Rivers. Well, to wrap up this year's Musical Fun Fest, and we are in the holiday season, so I thought might as well, get kind of religious here and play Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Grace as if Donald Duck sang it, and it is performed by Tom Gibson's Song of Worship album. So here is Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace is what we feel with love, and which we know. And what's with us, what we're filled with love, what we'll explode. The grace that we had to fear, the grace my fourth, my love to rest, and grace with blood, with grace with blood, never at first.
I can't believe you lasted through that whole song. Amazing Grace from the album Tim Gibson's Song of Worship. And that will do it for this year's turkeys. Happy holidays. Stay safe. That's the most important thing. And we hope to see you again next week. Our thanks to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, Howard Hoffman, to John Wolfert, Bruce and Jason Miller. If you want to get in touch with me and scream at me for playing some of these songs, my email address is HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. That's HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. I am on Twitter, @KenLevine. Also on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. And once again, I cannot reiterate it enough. It's scary times out there. Be safe, social distance, wear a mask. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hollywood and Levine.